Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Ian Bunch, please?
This is him.
Hi, Mr. Bunch. This is Brittany from XPO. I've got your tech on the other line, and they were telling me they came out for a service call, but the buttons on your microwave don't work.
Yes.
Okay. Now, have they already told you that you'll need to have that exchange at the store?
So I don't know what that exactly means. I was told I would need to file an exchange. It's installed over the hood. It's over the range microwave. So am I supposed to uninstall it myself and bring it in?
So they actually installed it, but it doesn't work? Or you had them come check it because it was malfunctioning and they figured out that it didn't work? Which one was it?
So it was installed.
Okay.
Malfunctioned, and now it doesn't work.
God. Okay. So I think he did not explain it like that. All right. So it was already there and they were checking it because you're like, okay, this thing doesn't work. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, I apologize. I want to make that updated notation.
Yep.
Previously installed.
Yep. It was installed on the 8th.
I apologize for the holdup. I just wanted to make sure I got the information correctly.
No, I understand.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out why they didn't at least take it down for you, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want them to do things they're not supposed to do, but that's very strange. Information. I am actually going to reach out to the store to see how they need to process, because they may have to send another person out. That sounds so crazy, but to uninstall it and then get it so you can actually take it back, or they might have to come pick it up. That's very strange.
No, I understand. I mean, I was trying to explain that to when I first called in and tried to schedule the first time. I said, the buttons don't work. It's not an install issue. Why
it's
can't
a replacement,
process?
Complete replacement. We need somebody to come
Correct.
Take it down and bring it in. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, I explained that the first time, but the guy said you guys had to send out a tech to determine what was wrong with it before you could process it.
Gotcha.
And I went, that seems like a lot of waste. But
that seems like it should have been a 2-in-1 deal, but they were like, no, it's a 1-for-1 for right now. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I apologize for that confusion. And that inconvenience. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to reach out to the store and see what they're going to do, how they're going to handle the next step. Okay.
Okay. Then I'll get a call back.
Yes, sir. You'll get a call back from the store.
Perfect.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can do for you today other than trying to get this handled?
No, I guess just, how long do you think I'll next 5-10 minutes, I'll get a call back, or a different day?
I'm not going to lie to you. It's probably going to be a different day. They are a little bit swamped. I can put a note in for them to try to call you back ASAP. So if you can get a call today, you will get one.
Perfect.
All right. All right, Mr. Bunch, thank you for speaking with me at XP. I'm going to reach back out to your tech and let them know what's going on, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.